Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And hello to all the folks tuning in tonight over there in India. And we appreciate you being around. Now, a special shout-out also goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody that's out there working right now on the third watch. And that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, and we want to thank all of you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Twitter. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
I believe we have Elliot on the phone right now, so let's go over there. Good morning. Is this you, Elliot?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to Denise this morning.
Morning.
Hey, Denise. Hey, good morning. Denise, I'd like to run this by you right quick. You know, Denise, the Republicans need an advanced course in loyalty. You can say what you want about the Democrats. They stick together and vote on issues together, no matter how sour their Marxist politics is. Mitch McConnell, we the people are sick of you, period. You help the Democrats with the debt ceiling. America, he's got to go. We are only going to get one shot at this to take back America. That is so important to everyone. Remember, 14 Republicans who crossed over with Mitch McConnell. Denise, my question to you this morning is, what is the procedure to get this Republican turncoat out of Washington for good? And with Republicans, if we cannot show loyalty and strength to the party, we are done. Thanks very much. Have a great morning.
Okay. Thank you, Elliot. Go ahead.
Well, the big thing is to have a discussion with the voters in Kentucky.
Right.
And, you know, Kentucky, they have the power to kind of change what happens in the Senate with regards to Mitch McConnell.
Mm-hmm.
He's a shrewd man, but I am very worried about what his long game is here. I don't know. He's given us some successes by giving us some conservatives on the Supreme Court, and I air quote conservatives, given how some of these decisions have come down with Amy Coney Barrett and
right.
Kavanaugh and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, but outside of that, we really have to put pressure on the voters in Kentucky. Don't fund them and don't put them back in there. That's just really where we are.
Now, if they put him back in there, then you have to go to who would run against him for the majority leader if he were to become the majority leader in the Senate. And somebody's got to step up And somebody's got to support the person that steps up to do that. Now, would it be a Ted Cruz, perhaps?
That's possible. Or Tom Cotton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Cornyn, he's a little squishy sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm disappointed. I'm just disappointed. I don't know how else to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it all starts in Kentucky with the voters in Kentucky. If they want,
that's right.
They want to change the ship, and that's where it starts.
Know, we tend to only think what goes on in our own state, but we can't do that because what happens in other states affects all of us. If for nothing else, just look at the smash and grab stuff that's going on in California. Now they want to become a abortion sanctuary state.
Mm-hmm.
There's even a proposal that they would repay these women who come from out of state to get an abortion for their expenses to drive themselves there to or get there to get an abortion.
Yep.
Then, you know, the whole thing with immigration and whatnot. So we have to pay attention to everything across the country, and we don't do a very good job of that. And, you know, these politicians, they don't take phone calls unless you are one of their constituents.
Mm-hmm. They look at the zip code, you know, or the area code, yep.
Yeah, they ask for your zip code, and I just, before I get on the phone with them, I just look up the zip code and then give them one of those and tell them I'm a constituent. They don't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're in a bad way. I don't know how else to put it. The spending and so forth, that's why I've asked a lot of these other politicians that are running in 2022 and certainly perhaps possibilities in 2024. Okay, you're in office. For the sake of argument, you're in office. What's the plan? Mm-hmm. What is the plan to unwind the damage from all things of the Biden administration? Because I haven't seen anybody really talk about it. They may not be saying it because they don't want to put it out there just yet. Mm-hmm. But, law and order is one of them.
All right, hold that thought. By the way, folks, our governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, says that Joe Biden's vaccine mandate is dead. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Salvato. He'll be around hour number 4, by the way. Don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance, and Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. They've been saving people money for more than 75 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, and find out a couple of things right off the bat. Number one, where your local agent would be, or number two, you can get a quote right off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. They can cover all that for you. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your auto insurance with your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance. That's what saves you the money. So go over there, check them out, and see what they can do to help you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
We have a call here from Mel in Saratoga Springs. Mel, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey.
Hi. In regards to Josh Holly was one of the other names that I believe is a staunch conservative that we could rely on. But in regards to trying to weed these Republicans dressed in cheap and Democrats dressed in Republican clothing, I think what it has to be done is local, like Captain always says. Politics are local. Becoming a precinct committee member in your district is one way to vet these Democrats out. because they have to come through you first in order to get the okay become a candidate in your area, and then if they decide to go further. But they have to come through you first, and this is the way to do it to start local. And this says that, you know, the Democrats, in any warfare, they're going to send in spies. They're sending in their members to run as Republicans now. I mean, you have to take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
yes.
To go back to the committee person, that's how you vet these people out. But, mm-hmm. I'd like your opinion, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
We've seen the Democrat Party put up fake candidates. We can't ignore those kinds of tactics. And I would also say this: you have to understand the forces in Washington D.C. And what I mean by that is there are lobby forces there that are a whole lot more powerful than we are, sadly. And some of them are doing good work on behalf of Republicans / conservatives. One of them is the Federalist Society. You've got the Judicial Network. There are some good operations that are there. I would say, however, there's not enough of them. And, we have a responsibility to put pressure even on the lobbyists, to help us out. But you've got a pretty solid team of people that are there, and, Ben Domenech or Molly Hemingway, they do some pretty good work. And Heritage Foundation. So it is really up to us to put pressure wherever we can. It's got to the point where all things in Congress, sadly so, but all things in Congress are just nasty, both in the House and in the Senate side. Mm-hmm. It's just a nasty place to be. And it is the games that are played and so forth are so horrible. That's why you have people that are not running again. They're just not. I will say this, from a positive standpoint, it truly appears that there's kind of like a silent attitude that's out there. And that silent attitude is whether you're an old-fashioned Democrat or a Republican, what is happening in this country right now under these progressives, under these statists, certainly with these people that Biden is even putting up to be in his government. I mean, these people are just Marxists. I mean, this woman that was the communist from Russia that he was going to put in charge of currency, like, where do these people come from? And then
deep
we have
in the
a
bowels,
problem.
Deep in the bowels of the Democratic Party.
And then we have these other issues, inflation, law and order, obviously the crime thing, the spending.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes things kind of work themselves out. We don't necessarily realize how things can sometimes work in our favor. If for nothing else, when it comes to education, for instance, and the corruption that was in education that we found out in the state of Virginia, those things work out in our favor. So the point is that we can never let up. A lot of people think that they're good Americans, because they read the newspaper or, they donate some money. We have to, involvement in our government and in our country is far beyond just donating money, reading the newspaper, and staying current with items, the news items. So that's where we are. I hope that helped out, Mel, somewhat.
Okay, I have some breaking news, some sad news to report, and that is that racing legend Al Unser, one of the first, one of the four drivers to ever win the Indianapolis 400 four different times, has died at age 82.
88, yeah.
He will be missed. Yeah. He will be missed. He was a very fine gentleman. I had the opportunity to meet him one time, and I was very impressed by his stature. And at the time I met him, he was a broadcaster, so that's how I met him. I was in a broadcast booth where he was at, but anyway. So, there you go. Now, Jesse Smollett, found guilty, 5 or 6 charges. What's going to happen there?
Well, it depends upon the judge, but his legal team has already said they're going to appeal. 100% they're going to appeal. So, you know, the biggest mistake they made was putting him on the stand.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is what it is.
Did you hear what Black Lives Matter said about the trial?
No.
It was a modern-day lynching.
Well, okay. Sounds like something that any of the Democrats would say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And by the way, while we're talking about Democrats, you always have, I guess, what you could call good Democrats and bad Democrats. Well, here's a guy that's the mayor of Dallas, Texas, and he's a young black politician. His name is Eric Johnson, mayor of Dallas. He said his own party, the Democratic Party, is racist, and they've got a lot more problems there other than that. And he just laid it out yesterday, calling out the Democrats.
Well, we're seeing some of that. We're seeing some people, even journalists. There's some people even at the New York Times, the Washington Post. We're seeing some local politicians. I mean, those things are absolutely happening, which is kind of my point that I was making. You know, they start taking a look at the polling numbers. They start looking at the funds or the lack of funds that are coming in from campaign contributions and whatnot. I mean, look at Letitia James, who is the district attorney in New York, who was going to run for governor. Well, something
now,
obviously
really
she was really
the attorney general now, attorney general.
District attorney general. She kind of quickly changed her mind here over the last couple of days.
Yep.
So she's out.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a word that's in our founding documents, and that word is domestic tranquility. We don't have any. And I am disappointed that we don't have enough politicians that are actually using that term at all. But we have no domestic tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 38,000 people that have moved out of New York to Florida because there's no domestic tranquility in New York.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. There you go.
Hold that thought. We look forward to talking to you tonight. So have yourself a great day doing what you're doing, and don't work too hard.
Hey,
all right, Denise Simon, FoundersCo.com. FoundersCo.com. Go over there. Check out all the great different things that she puts together. We're coming back with the military and veterans news segment on the program, and then Chris Markowski.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people now have gotten their booster shots, and we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace, roughly a million people a day.
Chicago Chicago jurors found Empire actor Jussie Smollett guilty on 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime that he himself orchestrated in 2019. Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison, but is likely to receive a sentence of probation as he has no prior criminal record. After hearing from 13 witnesses over multiple days of testimony, the panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for more than 9 hours before reaching a verdict. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Report for the morning. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bowen Studio yesterday. Thanks for all of those that participated, the messages we got, and we appreciate you. Right now, you're going to hear about the National Aviation Academy, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can go and be trained to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the one campus is in Clearwater, Florida, right here where I'm at. I'm in Tampa Bay on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater, Florida, on the other side of the bay. The second one is just outside the city of Boston, Concord, Massachusetts. And, of course, you can always check them out on the web by going to naa.edu. Now, here's the deal, and you've heard me say it. Give them a call, pick up the phone and dial, or push the buttons, or speak into the phone, or whatever it is you do
to make a phone call. 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number and ask to take the tour at whichever campus you want to visit, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. And what they will do is they will set you up and have you come there and take that tour of their campus. And in the process, you will be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to teachers, and you'll be able to find out about the financing there. Because if you're a veteran and you're coming in after the September 11th attacks to use your GI Bill benefits, you'll probably have all of your education benefits intact. So they'll show you how to do that. They'll help you fill out the paperwork if that's what you want to do, and you get the process started. Now, if for some reason you don't have enough benefits, or you're just a regular civilian student, you fill out a student loan like anybody else will, and that'll take care of it. But either way, National Aviation Academy will help you become a student at their facilities. So the number again is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Okay, now, death, drugs, and a disbanded unit. That's not really the way that the National Guard's Mexico border mission wants to be remembered. But for much of 2021, more than 4,000 Guard personnel from 20 different states helped to monitor the U.S.-Mexico border alongside Customs and Border Protection personnel. Now, we don't have the big contingent of National Guardsmen on the border anymore, which is probably a mistake, because we need to stop this flow of drugs that's coming in. The illegals, yep, they're there. But what's even more important than that right now is the drugs, because we just talked about in the last segment what they found on the border in the last few weeks. Enough fentanyl down there to kill 200 million people. This is the problem. Now, tensions between Russia and the Western nations certainly have risen in recent months as Russian military forces have massed along the Ukraine border. There's a report of up to 120,000 troops there right now, with more coming. We'll see. We'll see. And the Ukrainian military officials have said that they expect a military invasion of their country at any time. Now, the other thing is, the Ukraine now has been shipped by the United States some more weapons to help defend themselves. We don't really know the specifics on what the weapons might happen to be, but we're hearing small arms and ammunition being delivered to the Ukraine amidst the Russian tensions. There may be something else in there mixed in that we're not being told about, but that's where we're at right now with it. And, of course, with the Russians having upwards to 120,000 troops on its border with the Ukraine, the gathering of intel is going to be even more important. So there may be some opportunities there with drones and whatnot to be used in the process. We don't know. Now, in Iraq, an Iraq official has said the U.S.-led forces will end their combat mission as planned by the end of this year, and they'll be over 2022. Now, does that mean we're coming out of Iraq altogether? No. No. We just will no longer have the combat mission there. And we'll be moving our troops back into a rear area for training and different things that we would be doing to help the Iraqi army and police forces become better at what they do, which was something that we were trying to do in Afghanistan, and it just didn't work. But it is working in Iraq, at least so far. And in Asia, the continent of Asia, a U.S. Army Japan commander, namely Major General Joel Vowell, has said that he'd be a champion for more integrated air and missile defense protection in the first island chain, which includes Guam. Now, the threat to Guam will only increase, so says Indo-PACOM's commanding officer. And let's not forget, Iran is not out of the woods yet either with what's going on there. U.S. and Israeli defense chiefs met yesterday to discuss possible military exercises that would prepare for a worst-case scenario to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities should diplomacy fail, and if their nation's leaders request it. We should be hearing more about that in the not-too-distant future. And bolstering Taiwan's defenses is an urgent task and essential to deterring the threat of invasion by China. That's what the Pentagon's top official for Asia said this week, adding that the U.S. partners were stepping up their military presence in the region. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but when China decides to move, they're not going to stop them. If they decide to take Taiwan tomorrow, they'll do it. We'll see. I don't think Joe Biden has the stomach to send the military anywhere. That's just my opinion. Now, we have a large number still of Afghans waiting and worrying at U.S. bases after the frantic evacuation. And the slow pace has become a defining characteristic now of Operation Allies Welcome, which is the largest U.S. refugee settlement effort in decades. But right now, it's not really working because they're not doing anything. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast.
Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and you know I broadcast from the Moss Nissan flagship studio here. That's who sponsors our studios, Moss Family Automotive and the Nissan and the Acura dealer. And this portion of the broadcast, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura is a cut above, just like my next guest, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, is that good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan and Moss Acura are together right there at the North Florida Avenue location. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, we go. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got a report coming out today in Washington, D.C., that could have some interesting ramifications in it. I don't know, but it's called the Consumer Price Index. What are we looking for there?
It's an inflation gauge that the government uses that's been very, very hot. There's obviously a lot of is determined based upon this and what the Federal Reserve might do, taking a look at the inflation numbers. I basically tell people all the time, you take the government numbers, not with a grain of salt, but with a pile of salt, because I'm not buying into them. I've talked about this before. My biggest concern when it comes to inflation, are the items that people have to survive on, live on every single day. That's what really hits people hard. And yeah, they changed the way they calculated inflation. This is going back. They changed it a couple times. They really changed it back in the 1970s. This is back when Nixon was president, and it hasn't gone back. And we were going to go back to the old measurements. Inflation would be running much, much hotter, and I think it'd be a much more realistic picture of what's going on.
Now, do you remember when they passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act back about, I guess, 4 years ago now?
Yes.
Okay. An inconvenient truth has now come out for the Biden administration. The Democrats were all over the place saying that, well, this is going to raise taxes on middle income. It's going to create havoc. People are going to lose their homes, lose their cars, lose this, lose that. Well, they were all wrong, because while they said it was going to be a big problem for the middle and working classes, nope. The ones that were supposed to get hit with a higher tax were the wealthy, the richest people. They did, and nobody's even blinked an eye.
Oh, there's no doubt about that, that the way that they restructured it, that the taxes at the top end were going up, not to mention, in certain blue states, because of the state and local tax deduction, which was lowered to $10,000. That took away a major, major tax break for people living in blue states. So, yeah, there's no doubt about it. One needs to just look at the tax revenue that has been flowing into the federal government. It's amazing to me. You've got constant records being set, the amount of money that Treasury's taken in, yet we're always squabbling over debt ceilings and borrowing more money. It's never enough.
Well, what was even more over the top was what Nancy Pelosi had to say at the time. She said assessment of the bill prior to the passage was, it's simply theft, monumental brazen theft from the American middle class and from every person who aspires to reach it. She went on to say the GOP tax scam is not a vote for an investment in growth or jobs. It's a vote to install a permanent plutocracy to our nation.
Well, I mean, I think Nancy is stating what's already obvious, the fact that we already have that ruling class that's there. And,
it's her.
Trying to disguise it with a statement like that. It's already been there, done that. Lowering corporate taxes actually helps everyone, because it allows your companies to charge less. I mean, the corporate tax is paid for by the individual, by the customer, by the consumer, by the client. The things that Nancy Pelosi said, again, we're talking about a grain of salt. Take it with a big mound of it.
Now, what do you think about the White House this week? We learned earlier this week they're aggressively courting the corporate media to reshape the economic coverage in its favor. And to the surprise of no one, it's actually working a little bit, where they're getting their talking points in there, making it sound like things are just better roses.
Yeah, it was funny you mentioned that. I was on television yesterday talking about that. And how on CNN you had Don Lemon and the other ones there basically acting like cheerleaders for gas prices coming down a couple pennies and some of the other numbers that are coming across like it's some sort of big relief than where it was, year over year. And it's pretty pathetic. It really is. But, again, these programs, they're not for you. They're not for me. They're not for anybody who's a critical thinker. I really can't watch much of this stuff. I really can't. It insults your intelligence on a regular basis. And, Michael mm-hmm. Corleone, Godfather 1, mm-hmm. Don't insult my intelligence. It mm-hmm. makes me very angry.
Now, what channel or what network were you on yesterday?
Yesterday was Newsmax.
Okay, because I got a call last night. They were looking for someone to replace someone that bailed out of the Rachel Maddow show on MSNBC, and I was respectful, but I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I'm in the middle of show prep right now. But I wouldn't go on that program if they gave it to me.
Well, if you want to, your social media and your email box to be filled with all sorts of hateful rhetoric, uh-huh. You go on those programs.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was odd, because I know they're reaching out to certain conservatives trying to bring them on so they can try to butcher them, if you will.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's mm-hmm. what, their yeah. modus operandi, right? There's no, Socratic discussion when it comes to anything. Get it their way, and that's it.
Now, this is kind of deceiving in a way. Weekly jobless claims fell again last week, tumbling to a new 52-year low, according to the Labor Department. Initial filings for unemployment insurance dropped 43,000 to 184,000 for the week, ending December 4th, the lowest going back to September 6th, 1969.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just not coming back into the labor force, and they've left. I continue to look at the labor participation, which has improved slightly. But quite frankly, it's just, not good enough. I think that, I think in many respects too, I believe that many households, many families have decided after COVID that, they were home, they're watching their kids. And I think probably one parent says they want to continue to do that rather than going back into the workforce because, it's rewarding. It's rewarding to be there, for your kids. And I think that that's actually a very good thing. But on the other side of it, you got still a lot of people that are able to take advantage of all of the generosity of the American people with all the handouts and giveaways and are staying on all of those various different programs.
And finally, most Americans are not buying the Biden administration's claims that Build Back Better, social welfare spending bill will combat inflation at all.
I don't know how in the world we can combat inflation. It's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. It's like Janet Yellen saying that it's going to actually lower the deficit. The things that come out of their mouths, they oftentimes just insult your intelligence.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, the music is starting to come up in my ear. I don't know what you got planned for the weekend, but we got the Buffalo Bills in town on Sunday. That should be an interesting game to watch on TV.
Yeah, the game last week, Monday, was pretty good, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have a great weekend and a great show, and I look forward to listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show this weekend.
Have a good one, Matt.
All right, take care. That's Chris Markowski. And Chris, of course, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. And I'll be back. Top of the hour, Frank Silvato. UndergroundUSA.com and Lauren Kelly coming up at 5:30.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.